We are gathered at the institution which celebrates the genius of the Constitution of the United States. But there's disagreement about what constitutes that genius. We talked earlier of Forrest McDonald's skepticism regarding the mere recitation of enumerated rights. Ronald Reagan shared that skepticism. He would point out the similarities of the rights listed in the Soviet and the U.S. constitutions, and then point out the quite dramatic differential consequences for liberty in those two regimes. Take the right to vote. President Reagan liked to tell the story of the peasant in Soviet Russia who went to the polls one day on election, was handed a sealed envelope, dropping the ballot box, and he started to open the envelope. The commissar says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I just want to see who I'm voting for." The commissar says, "Are you crazy? This is a secret ballot." Well, so what matters is not the mere memorialization of rights on paper, but the channeling of human actions with respect to those rights. And it is, of course, the great insight of the framers of the American Constitution. The framers who cared enough about ordered liberty to have prosecuted a war against the mother country obviously relied on something else in the main body of the Constitution to safeguard that liberty, that order. A safeguard writ so large that one must almost stand back from the fine print to see it, because the safeguard is the structure of the Constitution itself, more so than its affirmative substance, a structure which channels human action away from concentrations of political power that threaten liberty. Madison said in Federalist 51 that the great security against a gradual concentration of the several powers in the same department consists in giving to those who administer each department the necessary constitutional means and personal motives to resist the encroachments of others. Ambition must be made to counteract ambition, close quote. The quote goes on in wonderful ways, but time is short. The framers' central insight was that self-government could be preserved from the abuse of power by dividing power against itself. So the great structural doctrines of federalism, which divides power vertically between the federal government and the state governments, and the separation of powers, which divides power horizontally among the three branches, are the true bulwarks of freedom against those freedom-threatening concentrations of authority. Did the framers invent those doctrines out of whole cloth? No. Their deliberations were informed by the study of history, ancient and modern, up to and including the Glorious Revolution. And it just so happens that our speaker tonight has written a serious narrative history of the Glorious Revolution, entitled "Our First Revolution, the Remarkable British Upheaval that Inspired America's Founding Fathers." Michael Barone's accomplishments are many and varied. He is senior political analyst for the Washington Examiner. He's a frequent contributor, as we all know, to Fox News during its election coverage. For many years, he has edited the definitive Almanac of American Politics, and carries a critical mass of those facts around in his head. Another of his excellent books, Hard America, Soft America, Competition versus Coddling and the Battle for the Nation's Future, is more relevant in these present political circumstances than when it was published in 2004. What can this astute political analyst, this close observer of our constitutional history, tell us about the crossroads of liberty and government power at which we again find ourselves? Mr. Michael Barone.